Cass Pook is a graduate of Sitka High School, class of 1980. Her memories aren't all happy ones, but they helped her get this far.
I think probably why I ended up running for school board in the first place is because of my experience in school. It wasn't real positive. I can't blame it all on the school. There were certainly different aspects of living in a small community that added to that. And we have so many more supports now as far as assets for our kids than we had when I was in high school.
Pook is Klingit, the daughter of Pete and Bertha Karras. She has much extended family in the community. She says working with mentors and a positive learning environment helped her push through the more unbearable moments of her childhood.
One thing that was really positive for me growing up is when I was 8 years old, I started taking beating lessons at the park service in the A&B A&S wing with Esther Littlefield. And I worked with Florence Eddy, also learning beating. That's Nancy Douglas's mother. And so I was privileged to learn beating from elders as well as my grandmother, Annie Jacobs. And that really was my safety net. I remember trying to join Gajahin dancers, and I was teased and ridiculed in school for being a part of that. And I wasn't strong enough. I didn't have the makeup emotionally to take the ridicule. It was just hard.
Pook has made closing the achievement gap the top priority of her 13 years on the school board. The gap is not strictly racial. There is a socioeconomic gap, even a gender gap. Pook supports the idea that different student populations may have different learning styles, but closing the gap for her begins with making school a welcoming environment and addressing head-on racism, intolerance, and bullying. You think those things have improved from when you were in school?
Yes, I think that we are, as a community, are more willing to say where we have problems instead of sweep it under the carpet. We're willing to say the word racism. We're at a place where we can identify stereotype, and we all deal with it, whether we're Native or non-Native.
Pook became an artist, but that career tipped her into behavioral health when she was hired to be the artist in residence at the Bill Brady Healing Center. Later, she became involved in outpatient behavioral health, and now for about the last 3 years, she's been a counselor at Ravensway, an inpatient substance abuse treatment center for youth. She's had 5 children of her own, 2 daughters who attended Sitka High, 1 daughter who went to Mount Edgecombe, and 2 sons who are currently a senior and a junior at Mount Edgecombe. Her husband, Stuart, is a former counselor and now associate pastor. Pook also houses 2 boys from northern Alaska who attend Sitka High. She's got her hands full, and she's got faith.
I come from a Christian background, grew up in the Presbyterian church here. God has always been a part of my life, and I pray. I pray before I go to board meetings that I will have wisdom and insight to make decisions that I don't even know where to go. I'm more of a listener, and then when I do speak, I want to get something done.
The school board has been forced to make budget cuts the last couple of years, and more cuts are likely on the way. Pook is a strong advocate for extracurricular programs. Going into the next budget cycle, she'd prefer to increase class sizes than lose more activities.
I would probably advocate for increasing PTRs before I would cut programs, because I know how vital programs are outside of core classes.
Pook has been outspoken about developing community partnerships to help maintain programs. She doesn't want to make decisions about cuts without significant public input. She says the community schools cut is an example of the community's really speaking out about what it wants. The board was prepared to entirely let go of community schools, but found an alternative under private management. This is how she wants to work.
When there are things on the chopping block, I will be a good listener. Sometimes it ends up not being about me. It ends up being about what the community wants and how we can work together to save what we can and say goodbye to what we have to.
Pook has served 1 term on the board of directors of the Alaska Association of School Boards. If she wins re-election to the Sitka board, she says she plans to run again for the AASB seat. She feels she's been effective bringing Alaska Native representation to a statewide body and carrying on a courageous conversation about closing the gap for all students. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.